So it's like, and I apologize for that. Like, I don't play about my candy. I'll let me some candy. But I didn't have to be crunching in yet. You're like that. That was just totally fucking disrespectful. So it's like three ladies sitting on the couch, and then all the other ladies is kind of like on the side of the couch or like behind the couch. So Jocelyn is like, "What's going on with you and Lucky? What's talking to Blueface?" And she like trying to get down to the bottom of it. Like, there's something going on. Like, y'all used to fuck with each other before we got here. Like, what's up? And Barbie Blueface was sitting there, and Lucky comes like out of one out to another room, and she's like, "Yeah, I want to know too." So she sits on the table, and Blueface is talking shit, but it don't fucking make sense. So, fucking Lucky turns over to Jocelyn, and she's like, "Mother, may I? Mother, may I?" And no one, everyone is like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And Lucky is like, "Mother, may I?" And Jocelyn goes, "Go ahead." Fucking Lucky stands her ass up and starts punching Blueface ass in the face. Doop 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 doop. It was so funny because Lucky is little, like little, and Blueface, she's not big, but she's tall. Like, she's just a bigger woman than Lucky is, right? So she all laying there getting her ass whooped. And from then on, when I tell you, it was nothing but fucking tension in the house. Like, the first, like, 3, 4 days, like, it was just fucking fights between Sapphire and fucking Boss Tech. Yummy. No. Yeah, Sapphire and Boss Tech. Big Lex and Aqua. Who else was fucking fighting? Oh, Blueface Barbie called out Lucky Hustle again on a square up because she felt like, oh, she felt like Blueface felt like she got like a sneak in, right? So Blueface ran up on Lucky Hustle when they was doing auditions. Like, not auditions, but just kind of like showing Jocelyn the moves that they got, like how they can dance. Before she taught them the little choreography or whatever. So fucking everybody go up. Blueface Barbie tries to fucking start a fight with Lucky like twice. Don't go in the fucking same night that everybody trying to fucking show out, like give their little auditions or whatever. And Blueface is like, "I ain't no dancer, I'm a hoe. Like, I'm a bottom bitch. I ain't come here to dance." And Jocelyn like, "Bitch, like that's all we doing. This ain't fucking pimps and hoes. Like, this is Jocelyn's cabaret. Like, if you didn't come here to fucking dance, like, what the fuck?" So she like, "Okay, you can go last. Like, if you scared or something, go last." So everybody go. Barbie go to the very end. Oh, Boss Tech not there to give her audition because the night before, first night, fucking Big Lex snatches fucking Boss Tech's wig off her shit, bloop, when they was fighting, snatch her shit off, bloop, and then put it inside her fucking panty. It wasn't funny, like it was a lace front for her panty. It was very ratchet. But it happened. I'm just reporting it as it happened. So, she, Boss Tech isn't there because she had to get her hair fixed. Now, Jocelyn's pissed because they don't film into the nighttime. And she like, yeah, you could have did that shit early in the motherfucking morning. Like, you didn't have to wait till we were fucking filming for you to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So she like, that don't look good on her, which it didn't. So, fucking, it's Blueface Barbie's time to go after everything happened. And fucking Blueface ran up on fucking Lucky Hustle when she not paying attention, and Lucky still booped out her ass. Boop, 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 boop. Like, so, and for somehow, some reason, fucking Blueface felt like it was still unfair. It's like, bitch, how was it unfair? You ran up on this girl. She beat your fucking ass. And everybody was like, how you run up on her and you get your ass beat again? Like, stop. What the fuck? So then Blueface was like, nah, I wanna square up, like one on one. Fuck that. Because I just like, I don't know why she felt like she fucking was played. She ran up on fucking Lucky and still got her ass beat. So Jocelyn let their asses fucking fight. Like, okay, bitches, you wanna fight, you can fight, no problem. So she let these bitches fight Lucky Hustle and Blueface. And for the third time, she got her ass beat. Once she got her ass beat that third time, she was like, okay, you beat my ass, bitch. Like, I ain't fucking with you no more. Oh my God, it was just hilarious. And it was just, like, because she wanted the ass whooping. And then she tried to deflect from getting ass whooped because she knew she was going to get the ass whooped. And then she fucking got, it was just the most, like, who does that? Like, if you know you can't fight, don't be out here calling people to fuck out. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't fucking do that shit. Like, so after they seen her get her ass beat again, the whole everybody, they was like, okay, we going to need you to shut up. You can't talk no more shit. Because she was talking all kind of shit. And everybody was just like, yeah. Like, trying to give her ass the rah-rah cheerleading shit. But once they seen that bitch couldn't fight, they was like, all right, we gonna need you to shut the fuck up. You don't get to talk shit no more. You can't fucking fight. Oh my gosh, that was hilarious. And pretty much after that, see, I don't want to give my fucking opinion. I said I was gonna talk about the fucking show, like... It was good. I'm not gonna like, the fucking show was good. The show was good as fuck. But after watching it and seeing how these fucking bitches move, I'm like, I can see why fucking Jocelyn be going off on fucking like on these females. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way that not all of them, the way that some of them was carrying themselves and like not understanding the fucking bigger picture, I got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, it's fucking good. It's worth it. Okay, so the backstabbing sure fucking wasn't, but it's just like, you got an opportunity, a chance to be able to win some money, be able to tour with Jocelyn, and you know, like, stop being out here sucking dick and hoe strolling, because on this season there was still women that was still on the stroll. So to be up in there, and it's just like, that's all the fuck, like, it was just like backstabbing and fucking conniving and all kind of just weird ass shit, man. But it was good entertainment. If you like ratchet entertainment, that shit was good. It was fucking good. The reunion was nonsense. Like, I don't, like, they didn't, Lunel, the comedian Lunel was one of the hosts on fucking season 2. Her ass wound up falling asleep. I know I said I wasn't gonna fucking get my little opinions. I was just gonna get a show, but goddamn it, this is Casara's nail shop. And I will do what I want. If you ever seen Jocelyn's Cabernet, you'll know why I said it like that. Yeah, so it's a good show, all right, as far as being able to see Jocelyn take these ladies, and from her mouth, the gutters, take them from the gutters and give them something different, and then for them to come on here and act the complete asshole, it's like, wow. Fucking Blueface wound up leaving on the second day or the third day, the next morning. She only stayed one night. She only stayed two nights. And then by that morning, the second night, the next morning, the third day, she was gone. But she was trying to make like this fucking dramatic ass exit and shit. And Jocelyn wouldn't let her. She would not let her. She like, this is my show, bitch. She was, Blueface was in one of the music videos. And fucking, in the beginning of the season, like, the first couple of episodes, the first two, fucking Blueface was in it. And then by the time the third one came around, that damn lady was no longer in the video. I gotta look and see if she on a YouTube video. But she wasn't on the Jocelyn, like, on the fucking, she wasn't on the intro video. And then, fucking by the time season two came around, Jocelyn had knew that she was going to Vegas. And she knew that she was, and she had knew that she was going to be on WeTV. So now, season three is on WeTV. So I'm not sure how they're going to do all of the, because it's a lot of nudity. Like, it's a lot of nudity. It's a lot of nudity. So I don't know how that's going to fly. It's just chi-chis. It's just breasts. Like, they're going to show the booty cheeks, but they usually have on some drawers. Oh, no, one girl, her stuff got blurred out. She wasn't showing it. But so, yeah, it's definitely not for children or anybody. Like, I don't know. Like, it's definitely out there. Oh, Jocelyn had got cussed out season two because she had her chi-chis out, her breastises, and the girl she was filming with didn't have her breastises out in ballistics. What the fuck? Oh, I got your titties out. Stop fighting and got her titties out. Joseph was like, what's wrong, babe? Calm down. Wait, we filming what? And he didn't even know, like, she was in that pool naked, 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 naked. Like, she didn't even have no drawers on. She was in there. Nude like a motherfucker. And only thing he thought was she was up in there with no shirt, no, like, with her top off. Oh my god, but to see her be like, oh shit, I'm in trouble, like, that was hilarious, because you don't see that side of Jocelyn like that, except for when it come down to her man, boy. She don't play that when it come down to ballistic. She don't. I think it's cute, too. So, but Sapphire, she doesn't show her body, like, a lot of the ladies, they just be showing everything, but she don't be showing her shit like that. And you find out it's because, like, as it doesn't have to be a reason, but she does open up and say it's because she doesn't like her body. And if you're a woman, at some time, form, or another, you have come to some point where you're just like, I don't like my body. Don't. I want to, but I don't. So, I filter on that. I feel thrown out. Like, did nobody say if you're going to show, you got to show your damn titties? So, it always made me wonder, like, how Sapphire felt. Not, like, because she was there, she heard the nigga go off on Jocelyn. I wonder how she felt about the whole little thing. Lexi Blow. There was like a scene Well, Lexi Blow was like pushing up on Jocelyn, and it looked like Jocelyn was gonna go. She was gonna let him go. I was like, what? But other than that, like, she didn't have no drama. She was real quiet. She was cool people's. Like, she was genuinely there to dance. So, it's not too much you can really say about her. Like, she fucking was there to dance. I'm trying to think. Yeah, Lexi Blow was end up on a cabaret. Chanel, at first she seemed a little two-faced, but she really wasn't, like, seeing everything play out. Bitches was just hating on her ass, and I didn't even like her like that. Even Jocelyn ass didn't like her ass like that. She kept calling her, like, ugly with her bare belly. She was like, she has a fucking bare belly. That's how you know she's a drunk. Those are fucking Jocelyn's words, not mine. I was like, damn, but she did have, like, she did have a bare fucking belly, and that shit was, like, low-key fucking distracting. And I'm not the one to be out here, because I had a whole baby, but I don't think she had any fucking kids. Like, I know she didn't have no fucking kids. That's what threw me up. Like, I had a kid. What are you talking? Let me shut up. I'm out here judging women's bodies. Let me shut the fuck up. So, there's really nothing to report on her. Big Lex, she was the youngest one out of the group. I don't remember her saying her fucking age, but you could just tell. Personality-wise, that bitch was the youngest one. She couldn't dance for shit, as far as, like, she was just too fucking fast for everything. You could tell she's, like, used to, like, being somewhere, like, just popping ass and twerking. Boss Tech wound up being called out for the fucking house alcoholic, because she was fucking going on drunk ass raves. Miss Natural was in the middle of, like, a divorce and a custody battle with her baby, and the first couple days she was, like, left herself in a room and was kept yelling. And when she was yelling and shit, Jocelyn had made a comment around one of the girls talking to her hair and makeup, saying how Miss Natural, she doesn't want her there because her energy, and she's always yelling. They didn't film any of that, but you get it. Like, she was like, okay, I'm going through some shit. I'm here. I got to be able to deflect. Like, so she was thinking she was fucking doing the right fucking thing, like, hiding her fucking self out so she can be able to, you know, yell and fucking cuss and fuss and all that other shit, because she going through a divorce and a custody battle. And fucking Jocelyn, I'm not going to say she was talking behind her back, because it's her fucking show. She produces it. Like, there was no cameras around. So it was on some, like, this shit don't need to be scripted type shit. Yummy wasn't supposed to be in her business. She was just using her room, so for hair and makeup at that time. And this fucking bitch, Yummy, who has been hanging out with fucking Natural, goes and tells fucking Natural what Jocelyn has said about her while she was getting her hair done, and, like, threw Jocelyn under the fucking bus. And Natural had kept saying, like, this bitch is two-faced, like, because Yummy P had fucking, like, threw her under the bus for some dumbass shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, some petty-ass shit. And it wasn't, like, you thought, because just based off of their friendship, like, it just looked like, okay, like, what the fuck's that coming from? Like, you smoking up this girl weed every time we see you up underneath her, smoking up her weed, drinking up her drink. Like, how the fuck you throwing her up under the bus? So, by throwing not Miss Natural under the bus, she caught herself trying to hurt Miss Natural even fucking more, saying, well, no one even wants you here. And Jocelyn was like, I want you here. And Yummy P was like, no, you don't, because you said you didn't want her here. you said she was toxic. Fucking Jocelyn was like, bitch, how dare you fucking go back and say what the fuck I said. Like, I didn't even know you. I forgot you was there. Like, wasn't nobody filming. I didn't have no fucking mic on. Just because I used your fucking room to get my shit done because I wanted to use your fucking room doesn't fucking mean you was supposed to go back and go tell anybody any fucking thing. And I was like, damn, she right. So Jocelyn got in on her ass cheeks, okay? And after that, you could just see, like, how conniving that fucking girl was. Like, ugh. She wound up not making it to the fucking cabaret over Miss Natural and fucking, while Miss Natural was basically taking her time out to, you know, celebrate. Like, oh, yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? She had dropped down to her knees and fucking Yummy P had came and fucking, started hitting her ass, like attacking her ass out of no fucking where on some, like, ugh, she thought she was justified in that. Like, no, if you ain't gonna go head up, then what the fuck? And she was like, no, I told y'all, I'm not gonna argue with y'all. Like, I'm just gonna go full attack mode. Like, so it was really conflicting. I didn't understand. Like, it was, that's what I was saying, like, about the drama and shit like that. Like, it was, whew, goodness. If you like good drama, good fights on the show, like, they let these fucking girls have it out. Like, I think they have, like, a so many second lapse because the fucking security don't be right fucking there when they be fighting. Like, it be, like, a couple minutes, fucking some shit up, and then they come. Like, so, it's in there, it's written in their contract some fucking where definitely that these bitches get to fight for some amount of time. Because you do not see these, like how you see in the Love and Hip Hop, as soon as like somebody look like they want to fight, they on that ass. Nope, not with this cast. Not with this production crew or any of that, I should say. So the people who wound up making it to be on, who was worthy to be on Jocelyn's Cabaret was Lucky Hustle, Chanel, Miss Natural, Lexi Blow, and that's it, because it was only four. And then, out of those four who got to be in the cabaret, Chanel was the one who won. So, and I think she deserved it. Ooh, they was hating on that bitch. I think she deserved it because, well, no, I don't. I think Lexi fucking Blow deserved that shit because that bitch could dance way fucking better than Chanel. But I think she won because Jocelyn kept calling her the underdog. Like I said, she kept saying she had like a pot belly and shit like that. And mind you, when all of these fucking bitches first, like, was winning their little spots on the little team and shit, like, everybody was congratulating everybody and all of this shit. And then on the fucking reunion, all of that shit went out the motherfucking window. Like, it was teams like a motherfucker. It was the people who was pro Jocelyn was on one side. The people who wasn't pro Jocelyn was on another side. Like, and it was so obvious to the point that fucking Jocelyn fucking caught their asses out. Like, this side over here, they happy to see me. That side over there, they got stank faces. They like, ugh. Jocelyn is so fucking cute. Oh, Lord, she's so goddamn cute. Like, she just want her fucking money. She like, dude, I come from the fucking slums of Puerto Rico. Like, and I'm making something out of nothing, period. I'm a boss. You gonna put some fucking respect on my name. And I understand it to the fucking fullest, man. I get it. Put some respect on my name, damn it. So, everything else, like, it's really just for, just to watch the goddamn show, to be honest. Like, there was a lot of practicing, lot of fighting. There was some weird ass scene with Jocelyn and Ballistic that I fast forwarded to. Like some shit, I don't care how grown I am, married with a kid, I just can't take every fucking thing. And that was just, that was one of them. I was like, really? It just seemed awkward. Like, out of place. So, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't like it. So, the overall, it was fucking good. Definitely fucking good. They already got season three out, but these bitches, they way more off the motherfucking chain than season one and fucking two. And I think it's like they doing that shit on purpose, because I'm pretty sure they know that they fucking on WeTV. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Like, it's the fakery for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone just seems so fucking fake. Everyone just seems so fake at this point. I don't care for. I think it's still new. I think it's only like the fourth episode in. It comes out every week, but and it's in Las Vegas. This season three is in Las Vegas. I don't think they're learning a routine like they did the last time. I don't remember if it's $10,000 up for stake like last time. Season three, because I watched season three before I had watched all the other seasons. I don't know why the fuck I did that. I'm gonna go back. But they went back. It was, I'm not gonna say I didn't like it because it's still going on. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that. I'm more interested in the Jocelyn business aspect of it than I am the fucking like these ladies. I'm not here for the fucking ladies. Like Jocelyn says, they are here for Jocelyn. They are not here for you. Like, I'm not here for them fucking ladies. I'm here for Jocelyn to see like her creative side and the things that she get her hands into. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's more of like my avenue with her in this show with season three. But we never fucking know. There was a lady who was doing fucking, who was holier than thou and a Wiccan. Well, she wasn't Wiccan, she was a witch. Wiccans are men. And she was fucking wrestling every fucking body. On the first night, she was fucking. Oh, Lexi Bloat and Chanel came back from season two. They're on season three. All the bitches fucking hate Chanel for whatever reason. They're like, "How you win $10,000? You ain't this shit." And but my thing is, like, $10,000. It's a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money. It's not like, think about it. It's 12 fucking months in a year. That's not $1,000 a month. So, 10,000, like, depending on where the fuck you at in your life, like, that could either be, like, basically bringing you back to a positive after fucking being negative for a long time, or it could be, like, some chump change. You know what I'm saying? It just really fucking depends on where you at in your life. So, I didn't appreciate that they went in on that lady, because she didn't have no do titties and shit, like. She got little titties, but she okay with her little titties. Like, leave that fucking lady alone. Jeez, like, Jocelyn had low key made a comment saying that she should have came up in there with like some fur boots and she should have dressed better. But maybe nobody taught her that. Maybe she don't know she's supposed to dress better. Like, we don't fucking know. And they be going in on these damn ladies, man. They be going like, damn. And it's crazy because season one, season two, it was Jocelyn was all like, oh, uplift, uplift, up woman power, uplift. And when it fucking came down to it, boy, like that was the most fucking two-faced ass shit I've ever seen. Like, damn. What the hell? Why? For what reasons? So, to see that in season 3, it's already that much fucking tension and emotions and drama. That shit is whack. Like, it's fuck. But that is my insight on Jocelyn's Cabaret season 1, 2, and 3. Go ahead and don't forget to lock into the nail shop and also check out our website, www.casarasnailcreations. That is casarasnailcreations.com. And you'll be able to see our products. There's a link to be able to listen to the podcast. There's a link to be able to see the YouTube. There's a way to be able to get in contact with me. All kind of fun stuff. So check out the website, casarasnailcreations.com. And I really do appreciate you guys tuning in, listening in to the nail shop. And I will talk to y'all and catch y'all up later. And as I always say, my love, my friends, my podcast listeners, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Yeah.